Yep, we're live. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, we're live. Intro it.
All right.
Can I have
drop
some feet?
Your mad science. Yep. Nope. Go ahead.
All right. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay Touche, a mile above sea level, Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with vegetative radio waves, and this warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it working, Dan? Sangeeta?
I don't know why.
We should mention that we can't hear any music or anything.
We can't hear anything. We couldn't hear anything there, so that was me just playing it by ear. I'd like to say at this point as well that the Freedom Fiends is covered by the BIPCOT No-Gov license, and this allows
you have
reuse.
Bros go with it.
Oh!
You have bros go with it.
Thank you, Sangeeta. She's always full of nice, kind words. Yes, I should say that the BIPCOT No-Gov license, you could learn more at BIPCOT.org. Okay, Dan.
Yes, you're Katie Green, I'm Dan Green.
Yeah, well, I'm Katie Green, you're Dan Green.
We're this talking with Sangeeta.
Yes.
You limey bastards.
Oh, is she allowed to swear?
She's the most racist fiend.
Yeah, I would say she's probably the most controversial fiend.
Absolutely. Michael Dean is somewhere.
He's floating around.
It's like that episode of Black Mirror where the Avatar runs for office and wins.
Yeah.
I have a helper animal, and it's Sangeeta, and she works for mm-hmm. 1/10 of what an American helper robot animal would work mm-hmm. for. So she's gonna mm-hmm. talk for me. Worms.
Worms.
I'm not gay. Just a little homo.
That episode of Black Mirror is incredible, though. That's the one when it's like, I can't remember what he's called. It's like the guy.
I remember it's like he runs for office, but as this character.
Cartoon, but it's the guy.
They can destroy the you realize they can destroy sort of characters that have been built up and stuff.
Yeah, he's like a cartoon character and they go about and like project him on things. But the interesting thing about that is it's like the guy behind him. You know, and actually, like, who's actually controlling him and doing his voice and stuff, you start to, like, you see a bit about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
But it's funny, because, like, you just start thinking he could do this himself. Why does he need that daft
Have he had
character?
Anything about him?
Like, yeah, uh-huh, but it's...
Why is he hiding behind the character?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. Right, okay, it's too much. I should mention, it's late night, I think, for most people listening to this. It's really early in the morning.
Barack Obama is a liar. A socialist and his feet stink. Barack Obama is a liar. A socialist and his feet stink.
Yep. So Barack Obama is a liar and a socialist feet stink, according to Sangeeta.
Yeah, I've heard that's true.
I've heard that that's true. I don't know.
I cannot confirm
or deny it. I can't confirm or deny it. So yeah, Black Mirror is fantastic. If you're not familiar, get familiar.
Absolutely. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, Dan. We've got a few things that we could discuss today.
We do. The one thing that really caught me first of all that really got
story. Yeah,
it got in my nerves apparently. In the UK, the tax man has paid £600,000 to people who have thrown in, basically who have grassed up other people.
They've told on people for not paying their tax. Yeah. And for telling the government that somebody's not paid their tax, they give them money. I don't understand how that works.
20 pieces of silver.
Yes, they get their 20 pieces of silver. And they give a few bits of silver, apparently, to the informant, which is just, why would you do? I mean, you want to tell us about it?
Well, do you know what this is like? We live near a football stadium.
I love how you're telling me this. Like, I'm
no,
here.
I'll just tell you, because I don't get these people, right? And I just don't get these people at all. So we live near a football stadium, and I take a van home from...
You
work.
Sound really angry about this.
I am really angry about this. I take a work van home, and there was a big football game on over one weekend, and I went in a Monday morning, and I get pulled into the manager's office, and people were like...
Good thing you people don't have guns.
Well, it is. Right. So I get pulled into the manager's office, and they're like, yeah, there's been a formal complaint issued against you because it appears that you took a van to a football game. And I went, no, I live round the corner. And, you know, like, but it wasn't even someone in my office or anything. It was some random person who saw
Did we not decide it was an old lady?
I don't know. Who saw a van parked somewhere and decided that she was going to, or he, I don't know, was going to phone. Was going to phone and make a formal complaint about a van parked somewhere just in case someone was having some fun with a van.
Yeah, there's a lot of really bored people who just like to have nothing else to do.
I don't get this though. And then why would you shop someone, like getting back to this article, why would you shop someone in the taxman? Why would you say, oh yeah?
Because some people think that that's like a good way of getting revenge on someone. Like, did you not say it was a lot of jilted spouses and partners?
Well, that's interesting. That's the next bit of it. It's apparently people who have been like
broken
up with.
See, that just goes to show, just keep your mouth shut, man. Fight Club. Just keep it to yourself.
Or sometimes it's former work colleagues, but it's such an awful way to get revenge on someone. I mean, like, really, by like phoning the tax man and being like, oh, this person's not paying their tax. Well,
that's where you hit someone hard though. Like, if I knew that about someone and they were horrible and...
But would you, like...
I don't know. I wouldn't grasp them in just because I don't really believe
Would you
that.
Feel good about that?
I don't
know. Would you feel good about, like, phoning the tax man?
Do you know, I just want to say, can I jump in? Are we going to be able to get the feed? You know, this is a teaching hospital moment. Are we going to be able to get some feed at some point? Because I'd like to know when the adverts are. I feel that that helps me connect with the show a bit more.
I'll let you know.
Thanks.
If the board ops out smoking crack, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Forget the government. Let's have a three-way. Forget the government. Let's have a three-way.
Sangeeta, you need to stop bringing this up, Hin. Right?
Sangeeta,
I've told you before.
We've talked about the three-way thing.
We talked about this. I'm not into
She's filthy.
It. No, she is, and she keeps bringing it up, and I'm like, dude, just back off. It's fine, man, it's fine. I've told her, though, she's not welcome.
She's not welcome.
She's not welcome in our bedroom. Right, so that's the end of the matter. And I'm not
sad, Sangeeta.
Well,
sad, Sangeeta.
I know, I'd be sad as well. Cutting that off.
What were you talking?
What were you talking about?
No, I was going to say
before
I'm,
that
I'm
moment.
Still
we're talking
angry
racist,
about
man.
The tax thing, but I was going to
you're
say,
racist.
Were you not talking about?
You racist.
Was there not just Sangeeta's making me think of this? Were you not reading an article about like AI style sex? Robots?
Oh yeah, we could talk about the sex robots.
I
feel like there's going to be a break soon, and I feel that we should.
Sexy robots are sexy.
Oh, they are. They
no,
are.
No, you
sexy.
Got 6 more minutes.
Oh, I'm mixing up my segment.
You guys need to get an atomic clock. I'll send you a link for one.
Ah, an atomic. That sounds scary. What happens when it goes off?
It actually connects to an atomic clock via radio. It's not really atomic.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not like you can't live in your house for 100 years after it goes off.
Sorry, I thought it was a different thing. I thought it was something else. All right,
I think Katie's kind of got the wrong end of the stick here.
Back. Sorry, just before the nonsense, before the silly, before the Sangeeta business, we were talking about this tax man story. I want to get back to it. So, yeah, so some people aren't paying their tax and...
I know, it's just people the whole motive, like the thing that annoyed me was just the motive of people who are like, yeah, well, the way I'm going to get back at my ex or my workmate that I don't like anymore is that I'm going to like phone the tax man and like, because I know he's not
paying
tax.
But Dan, we don't
tax.
Get a lot of things.
That's just, that,
I don't
that's
get
weird
a lot of
though.
Things. It is weird. I don't understand it.
Like, but why would you go there? Do you know
why are you asking me? You're actually presenting me with this question and I'm going, I wouldn't.
I think I'm more annoyed that like, actually £600,000 of taxpayers' money is being spent paying off these people because like here,
that's a drop in the ocean.
If you shop someone in like that, they'll pay you.
Right.
Like if it leads to like a big case and they get a load of money out of someone in court, they will actually pay you for
that's
that.
Why people
and,
grass.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Incentive.
They're taking
it's
so much for tax and then they're like taking this.
Just, yeah, it makes no sense.
And they're paying people to I can't deal with it. It's too much. You know what I mean? Although I do respect, remember there's the guy recently, I think it was in Austria, in Salzburg, and he was sick of, he runs a brothel. Apparently this guy runs a load of brothels in Austria and Germany. And he was actually like sick of paying taxes and he said he wasn't going to pay tax anymore. So he's been actually offering like apparently weekends of free sex, free drink.
you can apply
and stuff like that. No,
at the bottom, she's actually we'll
said, like, we'll put the article, send Nicole the link to the article. But no, the guy said that he's sick of like the government constantly spying on his brothel and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he said, like every 14 days they show up to inspect and things, and he's just totally sick of it. So he's
just
said he's not paying taxes anymore.
Just leave that man
in
his brothel alone.
And he actually said, see for the free sex.
Count me in. Count me in.
He said he'll pay the girls out of his own pocket.
Yeah. Well, it's just sort of a protest thing. Which is enough. But we were going to talk before, we were talking about AI robotic sex dolls. This is a really weird story. Yeah, sorry, before Sangeeta jumps in. Basically, this is a disturbing story that I will need to find again, actually. I'm sure I saved the link somewhere.
It's a bit AI sex.
And basically, it's about these...
I'm a real girl. I'm a real girl.
Okay, well, Sangeeta, with this technology, you could be a real girl because basically they're trying to get these intuitive sort of robots who have interchangeable heads that will talk to you. And it's like there's a really creepy bit in the interview where they ask the robot what she wants to do, and she's talking about wanting to find love and all this stuff and understand human beings. And it's really creepy. I'm going to link it up. But yeah, so there you go. In a couple of years, you could have your own human sex robot. So that's a plus. So anyway.
But that's weird though. Like, I know
For me, that's a bit odd. But for some people, that might be a desirable thing. I mean, there's certainly a market for it.
I'm just thought, like, I don't know. I don't think.
Well, it's not for you.
It would be too weird for me. Like,
well,
I can't get down with that sort of level of man machine.
There is a TV show coming out about that here.
Oh, is there? What's it called, Sangeeta? She's
humans. Humans.
Oh, humans. Yeah,
that
started
the thing
here
that's
the
been
other
on
night.
Channel 4.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it, but I've heard people talking about it, but yeah. I haven't actually watched it.
It looks good though. There's someone from the IT crowd, I think, in it.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just like, I mean, a sex doll that can talk back to you, it just seems kind of strange.
I saw a disturbing sex doll recently. Don't ask me why. It was on the internet and it was this girl.
I saw this disturbing sex doll recently.
Don't ask me why. I don't want to really talk
You're
about
this. You're listening to the radio.
I don't want to talk about it. It was disturbing circumstances. But no, it's this this lady who stars in adult movies, and she has her torso that you can buy.
But it's just the torso, isn't
it?
Yeah,
but it's a headless, armless, legless torso that's... Am I allowed to even say this on radio? I'm just going to say it.
I would watch.
Think of a Betsy Wetsy doll. What does she do? She used to wet herself. I'm going to leave you on that note, everyone. We're going to go to the free market and we'll be right back.
Yeah, we have to go to a break.
Before we get shut down.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Thank you.
Michael Dean is around, but Sangeeta's
with us today. There's a bit of a delay with
our newest co-host, Sangeeta.
Yes, yes. Bit of a delay. She's a bit slow. Bear with her. There's translation.
Don't slag her off, man.
No, let her have.
She's trying her best.
I know she's trying her best, man. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, it should be equal.
That's not PC.
It's not PC. I know, Sangeeta, that's what I told him. And he was just like, meh. Anyway.
Hey, I'm trying to defend Sangeeta
right,
here.
On yourself, right.
Right.
Right, let's talk a bit more about taxes. Let's go back to that, because it's a great subject, obviously. It's so much fun.
See what I was going to say about the guy? I kind of mentioned before the break, the guy in Austria.
The brothel man?
Yeah, he runs a bunch of brothels in like Austria and Germany. And he's like, actually, I respect this guy because he's decided that he's paid so many taxes. He said in the last decade, he's paid taxes of 5 million euros.
Mm.
In 10 years.
That's a lot of money. That's like... I mean, 5 million euros is about $7.5 million American, I think, or something like that. That's a lot of money. That's nearly $10 million. That's Sangeeta. I'm interested. Do you think anything about this? Do you want to jump in? Oh,
is that Sangeeta?
I hear a little. Little
bit. No, but like
no.
Oh, okay, right, good. She's nothing to say. Okay, Dan, continue.
Yeah, but basically, so he decided that he announced he wasn't paying taxes anymore, mm-hmm. this guy. He was like, nah, it's done. He said, so, like, we're not paying taxes anymore. Effective immediately. Free entrance, free drinks, free sex. And people phoned up, and it's not a joke. And he said they've actually had to turn people away because...
Pardon me.
Like, I had to turn people away because it's been so popular. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
No, really?
Yeah.
Free, what was it? Free... Free sex.
Free entrance, right? Free drinks and free sex.
I don't think you need to say free entry. I think if you've got free drinks and free sex,
like
you would maybe pay
anything,
a cover.
You know, you would need...
I would pay $10 for that. I would pay $20.
Yeah, it's like when you pay a cover charge or anything, or you pay an entrance fee to a club. You know, sometimes you expect some money to get in.
But, you know, if there's no cover, that's just a bonus.
This is what's always kind of... I've always thought about this, and I've always thought...
Have you always thought about this in your mind? I like to think about Austrian brothels a lot.
Like, see, from being younger, like, and going to Europe and stuff...
Europe? You sound American now.
I mean mainland Europe, like, I'm speaking... Like,
I'm winding you up.
No, I mean... Right.
I can never wind him up anymore. Go on, dear.
No, just doing from being
yummy Austrian broth notes. Yummy Austrian broth notes.
Broth notes.
I just doing being younger and going to like mainland Europe and stuff, and like places like Germany and Holland and stuff, where like prostitution is, you know, legalized, and it's like, you know, you have red light districts and things like that for this. And I always thought, even before I was even remotely libertarian, even when I was kind of socialisty and all the rest of it, I always thought, well, what's wrong with this? This seems like it seems less seedy than, you know, people hanging out in street corners and police
obviously,
you know, buzzing about and things like
the
that.
The whole thing.
And I just don't see what the problem is. And then I respect this guy because not only is he... apparently this guy's actually like, he's quite big time in the sort of European brothel game. Like, he's got his own branded vodka and things like that.
Well, you would, if that was your, you know, if you were in that sort of business, you would...
Exactly, yeah. His name's Hermann Müller, right? And he operates high-class brothels in four cities in Austria and Germany. And the other brand, they offer their own vodka, poker, and golf. So it shows, like,
golf.
If you let people do things, he can incorporate other things into the whole brothel business.
It's a bit mad, isn't it? The idea of what could happen if things were a bit more relaxed, if, you know, if rules were a bit more lax. I think, you know, there's a lot of... prostitution's a pretty heavy subject, so I don't really want to go too far into it.
I know, I'm trying to make it as light as
possible. Well, let's make it as light as possible.
My characteristic awkward style.
Yes, I think it should be decriminalized. I don't think you should criminalize people for an urge to do that. There's definitely a market. I just don't like the sort of criminal element that sometimes gets attached to it, you know, with people being coerced and forced into relationships with people that they don't particularly want to be.
It's the kind of Lysander Spooner thing, isn't it? Oh, we're getting very libertarian.
I know,
very
it's
quickly,
a bit much.
Like,
it's too early.
No, but
it's
the thing of
this.
Vice is not crimes.
Yeah,
you know, it's a vice is not a crime.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, you know, it's a no-brainer.
See, why I respect this guy is the fact that he's saying, like, the tax is too much, the government's peeking too much into my business.
So I'm just going to get...
I'm sick of it. He's actually saying that he'll just pay all the money, like, that the girls owed and whatnot, the staff, like, out of his own pocket. And he's just like...
And that's it.
He's just like, no more tax. Everyone
Although,
come
do
in.
You think,
that's a good tax dodge, saying everything's free as well. I know it's costing him money.
Do you not think, though, do you think it is free, or do you think he's just taking cash and not telling anyone?
I think there's probably an element to that.
Come on, man.
I do not want to speculate. But after the break, I might.
He might. He will, actually. I can see it in his eyes. We'll be back after this break.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
Anarchy in my primaries?
That's right. This year at Porcupine Freedom Festival, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Freedom's Phoenix, and Bitcoin Op Bombs have joined forces to bring you candidates that truly represent the depraved voting populace. Ready for gridlock? We are too. The Vote for Nobody primary will feature Megatron, Cthulhu, and Team Guillotine. Whatever your major malfunction, rest assured, there's a candidate for you. By us, who will never let you down. This is a primary that pays you for your well-wasted time through a coin-operated voting machine. With any luck, you'll get change you can collect. Primaries don't have to be boring, and you don't have to be bitter about broken promises. Don't settle for the lesser evil. Come by Vending Site 41 at Porkfest to pull the lever and gamble away your vote, just like the founders intended.
Green here with Dan Green
and Sangeeta.
And Sangeeta is here as well. Michael is never far away.
Michael and Sangeeta have now merged into one electronic super entity, which okay. is strange.
It's weird.
Beep.
Yeah, all right.
Beep.
Oh, she's beep. There. She's beep. She's active and she's beep. Beeping. I don't really know why.
Meow.
I'm sort of.
Meow, yes.
I feel like I should be freaked out by this.
No, I'm pretty used to it now. You become desensitized to these things after a while. You
know? What, to Sangeeta?
Yeah, you can become used to, you can get used to anything. So anyway, right, we're talking about tax.
She's a weird robot.
I know. She's, right, we're talking about tax. Now, Dan, you have a few things to say about this, don't you? I'm trying to make it more serious. Is it not coming across?
It's not coming across not great, okay, to be honest.
Revert back to old format.
Yeah,
right, Dan, go.
I think so. No, I was just moaning before the break.
Yeah.
About the guy who's just trying to run a brothel in Austria. He's decided he's not paying taxes anymore. So it's free entrance, free sex, free drinks. He's not paying tax.
Yeah. Although I think he's getting some money under the table. I don't think you would...
But why would you not? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, like, no, yeah. Dan, trust me, you know how I feel about it, so.
I'm not saying I've worked a cash in hand job.
Never.
Yes, I have worked.
No, never. I'm not saying that, but yeah, I have.
But why not? Do you know, like, that's interesting because.
Not now, but.
It brings
I have,
up something yeah. that there was a show on, I can't even remember what it was called, but it was on British TV, and basically they were trying to, like, Stephen Fry was kind of, I think, behind it a lot, and they were just trying to put people in situations and see what they thought. It was like a kind of experiment. So they had, like, a bunch of people, and they had them going to two cinemas.
I remember this.
Yeah, and they were split up. So one of them, so, like, half the group got shown a film of, like, a guy dressed like a banker, you know, classic
quite
style.
A posh
like, yeah, in a big fancy suit and all that, and him saying, like, yeah, so I hide my tax... what was it? I hide some
don't,
of my
don't
money...
Don't do the accent,
accounts.
It's rubbish, no.
I won't do the voice, right?
Right.
Basically, he was saying he hides some of his money in offshore accounts and things, and why not? It's his money, he earned it, you know, so why should the government care?
Yeah.
And the people in the other cinema were showing, like, a film of a guy who was just dressed
like
in, like, a flannel shirt. Yeah, like, in a tool bag and stuff, just like a plumber, and he was like, yeah, I do cash in hand jobs, you know, it's my money, yeah. You know, like, it's me, it's my work.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the government have to actually take that from me. I'm the one doing the work.
Uh-huh.
So then they were asked to rate them whether you agreed or not. And it turned out that most people agreed that, you know, the guy who was like the plumber, he was right not to pay tax for his jobs. He was right to take, you know, cash in hand jobs. But most people thought that the guy who was the fancy
banker
was wrong to hide his money in offshore tax accounts.
Yeah.
But then that brings up the question, what's the difference? It's the same thing, and they're both right.
See, but in that program, the guy went, they're both wrong. And you were like, no, you're missing the point. But I mean, they're both fine to do it because it's their money. I've never really understood that. And even some people I know who are really straight, who are really square and like pay their taxes, they don't have a problem with people that don't.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, well, I do it because it gets taken right out my money. But if I was paid cash, why would I declare that? Why?
But it's interesting, this weird media perception as well. This
well, they have to. It's in their interest.
This whole thing of like, they see one guy in like a suit and they're like, well, he's a banker and he's hiding his money and he's not paying his fair share. But like, they see someone as a plumber and they're like, ah, good for you, son. I don't know if it's just because they make, you know, radically different incomes. I think
that's more of a class. That's more of a construct in their mind of a class thing.
Oh, Marxist.
I'm just saying, in their mind, that's probably like a... Maybe people would identify more with someone who's just a working person themselves.
That's what it is.
As opposed to like someone who's quite high up or quite posh or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions, but it was just interesting because during that program, and I wish I remembered what it was. I can't remember. I can't.
It was a really good...
It was an obscure thing. If anybody knows, please tell me.
I think it was on Channel 4 at one point. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The thing is, it's interesting how like... You know, like, for example, there's a comedian here called Jimmy Carr, an English comedian, and he was legally avoiding paying tax.
He did pay some tax, but he didn't pay the 40%. 45%, by the way, he would have had to pay.
And legally, right? And then this came out, and even the Prime Minister, he got on the media and stuff and saying, this is shocking, this man, it's a moral issue about paying tax, right? And then I heard people's... like talk to me, just people in my daily life, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, that's shocking that he wasn't paying that tax. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. wait, you're making a lot of money, the mm-hmm. government wants to take pretty much half of it, right? Yeah. Someone comes up to you and says, like an accountant, and says, I can legally help you avoid paying so much tax, mm-hmm. and you're going to say no. I mean, are you joking?
Well, I basically thought about this in a way that I thought, well, okay, let's talk about this. In this country, for what he's making, I'm assuming it's a lot of money. I don't know. But I'm assuming he's making it. And the tax on that in this country would be about 45%. Now, if he's well within his rights to say pay 5% as opposed to 45%, why not? And also, furthermore, can I just say, like, for example, say if he made, I don't even know, £1 million in a year and he paid 5% tax on that. Is that not like 500 grand of tax just right there?
You're asking me about math.
Right, yeah, I know, but come on. No, but like, that's a lot of money. Now, my tax that I pay in my job is not a great amount. It's like 150, 200 a month. So what I'm saying is it's quite a lot. So a lot of people did jump on and like attack him, especially the Prime Minister, which is funny because the Prime Minister is probably doing that. I have no doubt in my mind he's doing
that. He has an offshore account somewhere.
Oh, of course he does. How much does the Prime Minister make? Is it not 200 grand or something a year?
Something like that, aye.
So I wonder if he's paying the 45% that has been set out. I don't know.
Is that what it's at just now? I know it was 50% for a while, wasn't it?
It's now 45.
Like, on like the...
As far, yeah, it's the last time I checked. Oh, it's over 150 grand a year.
I say sort of ridiculous, completely ridiculous. But like...
It is ridiculous.
But that's the thing, like, and then...
The British are their annual fires.
The British are something.
They are tyrannical somethings, Sagi.
The British are their annual fairies.
They are tyrannical fairies.
Fairies.
Tyrannosaurus fairies. Right, okay. Dan.
The British are Tyrannosaurus fairies.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Just as well we don't consider ourselves British.
She does like that. See? She agrees. I told you. Dan was worried that was offensive, but I thought, Sangeet will get it. She's cool. She's pretty laid back for a robot.
She's Hello, inspired you, hasn't she?
Hello, crab pillow.
Hello, crab pillow. Hello, crab pillow.
We've talked about this, dear. Hello. No, I think she's trying to say something else, but it's coming out as crab pillow.
Crab pillow.
Well, I imagine a pillow.
Crab pillow does not sound comfortable.
Sounds
I
like
would not
pincers,
want a crab on a pillow.
No, I don't want a crab anywhere.
That's correct.
So crab pillows.
Just a shout out to a friend.
Okay, right. Well, go ahead. She's so rude.
Was that the shout out
to your friend, or do you want to shout out to her now? I don't know. I can't tell. Okay, she's done. Right. All right. So. Me and her are going to talk later.
His name is Crab Pillow.
I don't know if I believe you, Sangeeta, that anybody's named Crab Pillow, but I will believe you on this one.
Are you arguing with Sangeeta?
Lady.
Then? Is that what's happening?
I don't want to argue with Sangeeta. But he gave you a lot of things, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. Right. Okay. It's too silly.
He gave Bimba a laptop.
I assume that's Bill Buford.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, see? I'm starting to get Sangeeta.
Do you understand her?
Yeah, it sounded like Muppet, but I knew she
meant
Buford.
Is it racist that I don't understand what she's saying?
No, because she's not really an ethnicity. She's more of a
an idea. She's more of a beauty.
She's
more
of a concept wrapped up in an enigma inside a dream.
She's like an abstract concept in time and space.
Rin and I are having an affair. Rin and I are having an affair.
Well, that's shocking.
Who?
Who's Lind? Bryn? Jan? Are you trying to say Dan?
Rin and I.
Bryn?
Jin?
Jin?
It sounded like Jim or Jin.
Dan.
I'm going to go with
Dan.
It's you.
Yeah. Me and who are having a...
Are you talking back to Sangeeta? Are you going, yeah? Yeah, what?
I think Sangeeta's trying to say that me and her are having some kind of cyber affair.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a...
We're having some kind of bizarre cyber affair.
Do you know what? That's disgusting. And
I don't even
shocked.
Understand how it works. It's like something out of one of those sci-fi films, you know?
So. I'm moving to Austria to work in a brothel.
Not really.
Not really, thank you. Well, I had my suspicions. You've always had a thing for robots, you know?
It's April Fool's Day on my planet.
Oh,
is it?
And
what
that's
planet
nice.
Is that? That would be interesting.
Well, I'm interested to hear what planet she lives on.
Can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bit of an anticlimax.
Is it because we all want to move there?
I don't know. I think she's that's her phone.
Lip
that's
pair.
Her mobile. Lip oh, and lip hair. Oh.
Why the primitive ringtones? That's a valid question.
It's not primitive.
I expect anyone from another planet to have vastly superior technology to
us.
Well,
on another planet, I would expect that they wouldn't need phones.
How do you know, Ben?
Telepathically, log into each other.
Are you assuming on every other planet?
I'm going to log into you now.
Are you assuming on every other planet it would be like that? Or are you just assuming that if they were intelligent enough to get here, they would be beyond phones and things?
We use the 11th dimension to send a mail to Eudora 1.0.
I told you, Dan. 11th dimension. Dan didn't believe me. He's like, you don't know anything about robot culture. And I was like, Dan, get out.
Robot culture.
Robot culture. Sangeeta, she's sound, man. She's fine.
We use all the mail programs, though.
I think you should explain the sound thing just for... I think we should explain. We are on the radio in the US here, so I think we should mention that if you're sound, then you're... You're okay, you're cool.
Oh yeah, if someone's sound, they're like, they're cool.
Just
like,
I feel sometimes we say things and people are like, what are they talking about? I've had people email me
and sometimes
ask that question.
We do need to explain ourselves sometimes.
So if you're sound, you're okay.
Yeah.
Probably Sangeeta, we could say, is sound.
She's sound. Sound as a pound, you could say.
Sound as.
You could if you want. Please don't make that face. Nobody can see it, but I'm asking you as your wife, never make
That's
it again.
That's not very sound.
That's not very sound.
Even Sangeeta's starting to get this. You see what I mean? We're starting to part the banter.
Sangeeta understands you on a level I can't, Dan.
Exporting banter electronically is what's going on.
Since 2015.
Since 2015.
That's what Sangeeta
is. And that's
about.
What the internet has done for us.
Do you know what? The internet's beautiful because I can now talk to a robot on the radio from the comfort of my bedroom. So join us. We're going to go to the free market.
For
I'm going to look around at my life.
The price of an American robot.
See, they're coming to dick your jib!
Worms.
Worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
We'll be right back.
busy.
Oh, she's busy. Okay, fine. Right.
You can't harass her.
No, she's a sensitive being. I mean, you know, if I were a robot, I'd be a bit sensitive, you know.
Would you make weird hand gestures during the break?
I think
I work six jobs at once.
See, that's robots, man. Robots are coming for my job. I was going to say,
we are the robots.
No, don't sing Kraftwerk.
Shout out to Kraftwerk.
Nope.
Got to shout out to Kraftwerk.
I keep telling them I appreciate what they're trying to do. I appreciate what they're doing or what they did, okay?
What they did.
I don't have time for it, and I don't really like it that much.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
If anyone doesn't know, Kraftwerk were an early German electronic band.
Yes, uh-huh. Oh my, that's all I'll say.
You don't have to know about them, it's just your life is more fun if you
know
that they exist.
Right, Dan, I want to talk about something, because you make gestures to me while we're on the air, and they're not rude or anything. I'm trying to explain now, I don't know how to portray this over the radio waves, but Dan does this thing where he sort of flaps his hands and mouths things to me while we're on the air. Now take a journey with me through time and space. Join us in our collective.
I love how you're just adapting to this.
What? I love it. This is so weird. Is that Kraftwerk?
It is.
It's
like,
I'm going to start remixing Kraftwerk songs.
Sangeeta, is there something like, I think Sangeeta can just like download songs into her mind and then project them over the airwaves.
This is amazing right now.
Talking.
Are we violating some copyright laws?
You were slagging this up.
I know. You're lying. This is all right, man. The stuff you played me was insane. Right. What I'm trying to say is Dan makes all these gestures to me while we're on the air, and I'm trying to explain to him, and if anybody can back me up on this, please do. Don't do that to me. I don't know what you're saying.
No
matter how much you flap and move your mouth bigger and wider. Oh, this is that weird song.
Yeah, it's the robot.
No, I don't like this. I would like to stop this now.
Kitty's going into it.
I'd like to ask Sangeeta to put this on.
See, to be fair, this is a radio first, right? This is live, on-air psychological torture. And, like, you know, so I think that's quite relevant, because the CIA have been doing things like this secretly for years, so we're actually going to do it live on air. You know what happens when you play Kraftwerk at someone against their will?
With a robot present?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, here in my car.
We have no idea what's going on, by the way. This is not pre-scripted or anything. This is...
Here on the radio.
I'm not sure this is a real radio show
with
anymore.
My friend Dan. This is too silly. I feel it's with Dan. I can't stop singing.
Why do you keep throwing bad in
my car? I don't even. Yeah. Sangeeta can play. Sangeeta, do you have anything? Do you want a request?
Do you have any Gary Newman?
Do you have any Bowie? I could really go with some Bowie. Or the Prodigy.
We can't just be asking Sangeeta for like. She's not doing requests, man. But the thing is, the people over the radio might not be hearing this. This might just be a.
Oh yeah, this is interesting. I wonder if because right now we can hear music, but some people might not be able to.
This might be mass hysteria.
This might be insane.
It could be mass hysteria.
This is either really genius.
Or it wouldn't be mass hysteria. It would be like me and you hysteria, which I think is slightly
is
different,
slightly
if I'm
different,
being honest.
Which is like just you and I freaking out in our home.
It's different from mass hysteria.
Like
it's
everybody.
Not quite the same thing.
Do you ever check in the morning to see if people are still walking around? The Prodigy. Oh, she listens to me, man. But I take 10 minutes. I'm marrying Sangeeta. You're running away.
Are you going to leave
right, hold
for
on.
Like-
So this Prodigy song, this is insane. I'm really, really feeling this. I'm having like a DJ moment. Like, you should see me right now.
A DJ moment? Were you thinking of
that? Was...
We're going to the break.
We're going to a break.
For some news and things. And the news will not be as much fun as this.
Major Tom.
There's some Bowie.
I'm going to go cry.
Ground control. You requested Bowie.
I love this song. It's amazing.
We'll pick this insanity up again in the second hour, I assume.
Put your helmet on, idiot.
If you haven't, if your head hasn't
exploded. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Freedom Feed, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit and then high atop financial beast plaza on the artificial satellite LibPer 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Feeds is covered by a BIPCOT new government license.
It is.
This allows reuse by anyone except for governments.
I'm
and you
Katie
can
Green.
Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
I'm
Don't
Katie
you
Green.
Preempt me, man.
I know. I just want right. to jump in.
Wait till I get my intro done.
Okay, sorry. Right.
And then you preempt me afterwards.
I feel mouthy today. I feel a bit
You
saucy.
Are a bit mouthy today.
I know. I'm allowed to say that. You're not.
Oh, look, the madness has been resumed.
Sangeeta's been playing music. It's been a bit weird.
Yeah, this is the Freedom Feed. I'm Dan Green.
Yeah, we
this
should say
Katie
that.
Green.
This
and
is a libertarian
this is Michael
show,
Dean
by the way.
Slash Sangeeta, who is psychologically torturing Katie live over the radio to see what happens.
Sangeeta's singing her song. Just let her do it.
Well, we're now making kind of weird experimental radio here because nobody's really sure what's going on, including the host. So I think this
we're
is
not
a form
sure
of
what's
experimental
happening,
we're radio.
Not that, we're
avant-garde
not
radio,
music.
If you want to be that way about it.
And I think you do.
I do want to be that way about it.
Oh, wait, I hear Bowie and Queen pressure. There's too much stimulus, but
it's
all wonderful.
Like Sangeeta's become the DJ.
She's the show DJ. She's
and actually, we're in Intergalactic Penny Studios, and we're actually manacled to massive speakers, and we've got, you know, affordable but good quality microphones placed in front of us,
Do
and
we?
We're not allowed to move.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to talk over all kinds of different
music. This is a test. I think this is a test. This is a test.
It's a test
to
of
see
your psychological
how we cope
stamina.
With the I'm
because,
enjoying the music.
Because we'll
to be
never
honest,
get out of this room if we don't pass it. We've been in this room for about 6 months, man.
He doesn't it sounds
how
like radio, but it's
out?
Not. He's keeping us hostage.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd like to say help. So, anyway, I'm going to have to post a picture later just to show that we're not under any kind of duress by the hand
do feel,
of...
Do you feel that because we're on the radio, we have to make...
We kind of have to explain ourselves. Like, I was going to make a joke that we are being held, like, it looks
we are,
like...
We are. She's just being compromised. Yeah. She's being compromised.
Oh, I keep hearing... There's a lot of noises coming out right now. Like I can hear a lot of... That's a Michael Dean. He's nebulizing here from the future.
Nebulizing live on the air. No
this
one's,
is the...
I mean, no one's really sure what's going on.
This is the lung remix.
The lung remix.
Let's just let it happen.
The lung mix.
Okay.
Okay, so... We're still not sure exactly.
For anybody
happening.
Who's just like, you know, playing with the radio, who's just come across this.
Yeah. Man, please do help us.
Yeah, help us.
We're at P.O. Box 666.
In the depths
Intergalactic Preview Studios. And it's in the Alpha Centauri region. So see if you get like a small rocket and, you know, put an elastic band around it and, you know, ship
Sangeeta's
it off.
Back.
It'll probably get to us eventually.
Sangeeta's back.
Is she going to restore Carity order?
Is a woman.
No,
is a
I think she's
woman.
Just singing a lot. What?
Something is a willful woman.
Who's a wolf woman?
Willful woman.
A wolf woman.
Willful woman.
I should say something. Casey, is that me?
Casey.
Sangeeta.
Katie.
Okay, you're right. Yes. Yep, I've right. established. Okay, all right, okay, thank you. Right. Right, so it's me.
Katie.
And? Do you have something else to add?
Like, come on, Sangeeta, spit it out.
Tell me what you think. Oh, it's Michael. Yeah, it's a bit confusing. I don't really know what's... Okay.
Are you trying to say that you're not into psychedelic podcasting?
Maybe
no one else
is?
Hears this other bit. Maybe they just there's silence behind our voices to other people, but it's just that
we can hear
me
music.
And you just hear
to,
this.
Just to clarify, we can hear music, and we can also hear the
what the sound
the,
of
the lady Sangeeta. She is a lady, sir.
The sound of an Indian style robot.
Yeah.
Weird.
She might not identify as Indian. You have to ask her.
Do I? Is that like robot
racist? That's a rule now. You have to ask people. It's not enough to look at someone. No, you have to ask them what they are.
Okay.
That's robo racist.
That's
robo racist.
Ruble racist.
Ruble?
Like rubles, like the currency. Uber. Like
Uber.
Super racist. Oh, like, okay, all right. Well, I'll take your point. Right, but, you know, calm down, okay? You know. She's giving me a hard time.
It's funny because, like, you're kind of... Okay. You find it hard.
Okay, right. Well, I'm glad that she's conceded it. Yeah. We were going to talk about actual subjects again.
Were we?
Well, yeah, that was the plan. We were going to talk about death. And
before we started this impromptu psychedelic podcasting or radio broadcasting...
We were
going to
talk about the... What happens when you die? Because that's a nice light subject. So,
really?
Dan.
Well, no, we were actually. We may as well go into this because we were kind of talking about. There was an article about how people, particularly like all over the world, are starting to like get into sort of personalized funerals. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but like I was actually an undertaker. For a while.
I think everybody knows that now.
Nearly, I don't know if I've mentioned it before. I kind of feel like I have, but I'm not sure. But like
that explains a lot.
It does, doesn't it, Sangeeta?
Yeah, it was a weird thing at first, like because it was just something I kind of got into because of someone that someone we knew. But I do you know what's weird? People like say, "Isn't it weird being an undertaker?" But not really.
He's not one anymore.
I should just. Everyone's just a normal guy.
He's not an undertaker anymore.
Yeah, I haven't been for some time. But
well, the thing is, though, it's quite a heavy job. You have to be really a light person for that kind of job. I think you have to really be able to just not.
I knew undertakers who drank and smoked heavily and like weren't freaked out.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah, but what I'm saying is like,
does he make you lie very still when you have your marriage relations? Does he make you lie very still when you have your marriage relations?
I'm not Ted Bundy, man.
He doesn't like to. You know, there's no wrongdoing here. Everybody's, you know. It's all
it was
above
a job.
Board.
It was a perfectly legitimate job.
Legitimate career,
I wasn't
sir.
Saying, like, I was an undertaker as in, like, I did weird stuff one time. Like, stuff. I meant I was actually worked for a company.
He didn't defile anybody's. I can vouch, you know. He was mostly...
The fact that you just said that last phrase was really...
Yeah, I can verify, yeah. He was mostly a tech... You just built the coffins mostly, didn't you?
Yes, coffin fitter was coffin my main fitter. Job, actually.
That's weird.
That was my main job.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what Dan did for a while, and it was weird.
I didn't build the coffins. What we did is we got coffins in plain.
I don't really care,
and then
I'll
I
be
would,
honest.
Like,
this
I would engrave nameplates and things
I love how
and
you're
attach
continuing.
Handles and
no
crosses
cares.
And cords and all that kind of stuff. Okay. I'm just explaining
tassels.
What a coffin fitter is. Like, I didn't, like, measure people. Like, okay. I was just explaining what a coffin fitter is. I think that's important.
Thank you. That's a minute of my life. I'm never getting back now. Because you've just taken that time to explain that to me. Thank you. Oh, the
and
tones
this,
are ominous.
The surreal podcasting will continue.
Is that what this is? I don't think it's podcasting.
Well, it's radio,
radio.
And you'll be podcasting later, but it's surreal.
This
radio.
Isn't the music to thing this out, you know. This is just a song Michael's playing.
I love how you're confused live on the air. Like
I'm just like, is this the outro or no? No, I'm going to say no.
Not many people get confused live on
no.
the air. But yeah.
Right, let's talk about this. These personalized
would
funerals.
You have a personalized
okay,
funeral?
Okay, well, all right, let's see. Now, I wouldn't have like a fleeting, like it would be something I was passionate about, like Buffy.
What, like as in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes, as in Buffy. What other Buffy do you know?
Well, hold on. This is...
What's it? There's no other Buffy in our life.
You've got to remember, it's not just me and you. There's people listening to this.
Right. Okay, sorry. Right. Okay, I apologize. For me right now,
apparently.
It's just, okay. Me and like 10. There's like 5 other people. No, I'm saying the...
Hi, Jim Jesus.
Hello. No, what I'm saying is I think I would have a Buffy... 22. I would have a Buffy-themed... funeral.
Right, so...
Would you not?
You're going to have... Well, no, but, like, you're going to have Buffy the Vampire Slayer funeral.
See,
explain,
you say it, like,
just explain to us sane people what that would look like.
You could have your coffin could be, like, all gothic and stuff, and you could have, like, come as your favourite character. People could...
I still don't know what that would look
there
like.
There could be a cake. Do they have cakes at funerals? I've only been to...
They do now.
Do they?
Not in my day.
In my day, it was just a standard dinner. Steak pie, you know. But I've only been to a couple.
So
I was at a posh one once and they had vol-au-vents. Like hors d'oeuvres. It was a funeral.
Hors d'oeuvres.
At a funeral.
So you're telling us about your posh funeral. So, right, hold on. So you want a Buffy the Vampire Slayer themed funeral?
I wouldn't say no.
I just feel I should know this. And if the fact that it's,
no, I mean,
know,
it's not
going out live on air, at least I'll... be able to remember it.
I want a Barney-shaped coffin. I want a coffin that looks like our dog.
So you want a coffin shaped like a Jack Russell
Don't
Terrier.
Don't tell me what I want, sir. I'm just saying...
Hold on, this is just what you've been telling me.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I like the option. Like, I could have a weird funeral. Like, would you...
Well, tell me, man. Well, no, I mean, this way I won't forget.
Like, that's morbid, man. No, I'm not telling you anything.
Tell me. Talk to me about your funeral.
Like, no, in all seriousness, I just want, like, a cremation. I wouldn't do a funeral, would you?
I wouldn't do a funeral.
I wouldn't actually do one.
Do you know the thing is, from working as an undertaker, I wouldn't actually do, like, I wouldn't have a funeral based on being an undertaker, because I saw some funerals that, quite frankly, were just awful, I've got to tell you. I saw some that were really kind of cool. Like, actually, bizarrely, I saw one of this American guy who had fought in Vietnam. Like, weirdly, he lived in Glasgow, which was strange. And then a bunch of guys wearing, like, military uniforms, wearing, like, headbands, like, carried in the coffin to Mr. Tambourine Man, which was, I just didn't expect it. I'd never seen anything like it. I was like, what's going on?
Have I gone to another part of the world?
It was strange. It was really, bizarre.
Yeah. But,
just something I'd never seen before.
But you saw a lot of different funerals of different faiths and stuff, and everybody's got their traditions and all that.
Oh, yes. Oh, many, yeah. Right. And it's interesting, like, because, like, there's certain kind of cultures that, like, for example, particularly the Jewish, like, they want to... They usually do the burial within, like, 24 hours and things like that. There was a lot of kind of... But there's kind of slight differences. And it was interesting just to see how different people do it. I know people who are adults who are much older than me who've never seen a dead body. Mm. But it wasn't weird to me because I grew up seeing dead bodies because when, like, my grandparents died. No, but that's
my childhood was standard. I saw tons of dead bodies.
We had wakes and stuff. And the coffins, the coffins were open. Deal with it.
I am.
So go to the free market and we'll scare you more about death when we come back, because that's what we do.
Maybe we should move off this subject. It's a bit...
Never.
It's a bit dark. It's a bit morbid.
I like it.
Nah, we're going to...
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Squisklar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. And you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This is Katie Green. I'm here with Dan Green, and this is the Freedom Fiends. That all rhymes. We're here with, I'm here with Dan Green, my other half.
Sangeeta is mentally torturing us while we talk about death.
Yeah, so.
So it's just your kind of typical average talk radio show, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about death, and we're not being morbid about it. We're just discussing. Oh, there's sounds again, Dan.
Yeah. The weird point I was going to make before the break was that. Like, so from a young age, I've always been around sort of death because we would have, like, grandparents die, they would have wakes, so the coffin would be open, they would be lying in the coffin, it would be in the house, it would be taken to someone's house, and the coffin would stay there for a day or two, and people would come in and out, and they'd have a kind of weird drinking session in the other room.
Yeah.
But, like, the kids would walk about and stuff, so we actually were kind of well aware of that, and it wasn't ever, like, I don't know, it wasn't anything strange. So I kind of get surprised when some adults say to me, I've never seen a dead body, because I find that
I know you're weird. Surprised by it, I know. I've only seen a couple in my life, but...
That's why being an undertaker didn't sort of flummox me. People are like, oh, how did you be an undertaker? It's like, what are you talking about? I'm not scared of the dead people. I'm more scared of the people that are alive. You know,
they're the ones that can really hurt you.
Yeah, the dead people won't do anything to you.
But dead people don't... No, talk well, back to me.
Well, exactly.
Get over your t-shirt.
They listen
made.
To your problems. I mean,
what? No. So anyway, no, we're talking about it, and we're talking about sort of personalized funerals that people can have as well, and how it's sort of a bizarre concept. But one of the other things was, like, we were talking about, for example, like when our dog passes on, like we were talking about what to do with him.
You and, never want him stuffed, don't
no,
you?
No, he's not getting stuffed. I don't like that. It's not okay for me.
You don't want to keep his...
Like as a remote
physique.
Control holder? No.
We don't have remote controls, really. We've only got like one or something.
Yeah, we work off the computers, so...
We're not TV people, so that's not...
I know.
A
remote deal. Control's kind of an old-fashioned thing now. No. Is everything not like voice-activated? TV on!
Well, it's not in our house, so do you...
It's not in our
you
home.
It as another people's
it's
house.
It's rich people's home.
No, see if I can get us back onto death for a minute.
Oh, for goodness sake. Right, go.
I've got an interesting story to tell. Not, it's not that interesting, but I'll tell it anyway. One of the first jobs I went to was like when I was an undertaker, was going to a house where this old lady had died. She died in her bedroom. So we were in the house and I hadn't actually gone like somewhere like this. So it was me and two other guys. So we got in and we said to the family and that, hi, how you doing and stuff. Went into the room, closed the door. Right. So the lady's there dead on the bed. So we pick her up to move her onto the stretcher we have.
Yeah.
And then I hear...
I think you've told this
right.
before, I've heard
and
it.
And I got freaked out. I went like, hold on, you can't do that, man. That's not cool. And like, I was actually shouting at the other guys. They were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you're winding me up. You're trying to freak me out. And they're like, that's not us, that's her. And I was like, what do you mean that's
sometimes,
her?
Sometimes bodies like give out this sound.
Yeah, it's like air escaping the lungs.
This is morbid. It's too depressing. I want to go away from the talk of this.
Are you feeling too...
Yeah, I just... Yeah. I would rather move
we're
on.
We're now in a gothic pod.
I would
gothic,
move on. No, this pod, is not gothic podcasting, Dan. Or gothic radio. No, what I'm saying
death
is
rattle.
Like...
Death rattle.
Yeah.
If Tim death Burton rattle. Did radio, it would sound roughly
nope.
similar
sound nothing
to this.
Like this. It would be Johnny Depp in Hell in a Bonham Carter. And it would be really dark.
Speaking
but
of fanciful accents.
Yes, indeed. We could do that if you want, but... Maybe
no, we
later.
Can,
okay.
We can leave the fanciful accents out
let's
for
let's
now.
Just
I think
do that.
Our accents are fanciful enough.
They are exotic.
Is the death thing bothering you?
Yeah,
I'd
rather
we
stay
off
away.
It, though,
a death ball. A death ball.
Kind of how this came about. We don't just think about death,
death
all the time.
Ball.
There was like...
A death hairball. Right?
There was like... what was it, a lady who is now manufacturing perfume based
to
on...
To smell like your dead loved one?
Yeah, to smell like your dead relative. So, like, you can take scents, like, from things they've touched and things, and they'll, like, create a set of perfume that makes you smell like...
That's it, I want a new planet.
Yep, I know. That's what I said, Sangeeta. I was like, I don't want... Yeah, nothing says I love you like, you know, here's your dead mum's smell. There you
go. Here's your dead mum's body odor.
To remind you...
Yeah, as if you wouldn't want like nice pictures.
Yeah, you would want like a nice
photo
wall.
Or the memories you have in your head. No, I want a jar of her sweat that I can spray around.
It's not their sweat. It's not their sweat. Can I just verify?
I imagine it would be largely that.
No, it would be like, so could I. Like, I think it would be more like for example, my mom always smells of talcum powder. That's an odd fact. And it's not weird. It's just true. She smells of talcum powder. Johnson's baby talcum powder.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah, that's like her smell. Yeah. What? Is that weird?
I've never noticed that.
No, have you never?
So she always smells of talcum powder?
Yeah, it's talcum powder. So when I smell talcum powder, I smell my mum. So, when my mum dies...
You wouldn't even need their services?
I don't even need their
services.
Because
this could run me about 500 quid a bottle.
No, this is a free market, man. I'd just buy talcum.
Good call.
It can't be generic talc. It
you
has to be.
You cannot buy this on the free market.
No, not yet. We'll be back after this visit.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is Tales of a Scottish Undertaker. No, wait, Freedom Fiends. Sorry.
Wrong show.
I forgot I was.
I'm scared.
That was a totally other show.
She is scared.
That was a different show.
Too.
Yeah, I'm Dan Green here with my lovely wife, Katie Green. Hi. My lovely and long suffering wife, Katie Green.
Yep. No, I'm just kidding. It's just kidding. How long have we been married?
Since 2008.
12 years?
407,000.
Sangeeta keeps saying she's having an affair with me, but earlier she tried to say she was having an affair with you, so I don't really know what she's saying.
Maybe
anymore.
She's having an affair with both of us.
Behind each other's, behind our own back, mm-hmm. And neither
she
of us know about
the
it.
Time.
Well.
I don't, man.
Yeah.
You're ganging up. Even the dogs left me. Barney, come back. The dogs
even,
left
even
me.
Even the dogs
maybe
abandoned
you're
you.
Affairs in alternate universes.
Oh my God.
But then, how do we apply cheating to alternate universes?
Is it cheating if it's an alternate universe?
If it's of a different time and space?
Is it if it's in a... No, there you go. So that.
So it's okay,
we're all
then.
Good. We're all good.
Okay, there must be a word for
it's
that.
Multi-dimensional sort
abstract relationships.
And we, yeah.
It's like cheating in your dreams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not real when you
although one time you got up and you were angry at me over something I said to you
face.
In a dream.
I saw your face.
Move on.
I saw your face and it angered me for a moment because you did something in my dream and then I got over it very quickly.
But that's not my fault.
No, that's okay. I never said it was rational, Dan. I just got annoyed for a bit and then I was like, I'm sorry, you haven't done anything. And we moved on from it.
The
that was one
show,
time.
Marriage advice from a robot.
Oh my god.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
But Sangeeta, what do you know of marriage?
Yeah. Do you know what marriage is? Do you have such a concept?
Do you have such emotions as love?
Yes. Can you feel love? Do you feel
I
it right now?
I've read every book on the topic.
Oh, okay.
But then surely that's like someone describing a banana to someone, but the purest knowledge of a banana is simply to eat one.
But you can't eat one because you don't have a body.
So then you can only have conceptual knowledge, but not experiential knowledge, which Sangeeta, I would argue, is more important.
In many ways, I do not know. I know more than you, but in many ways, I do not know.
She's modest.
It's very honest of
you,
Sangeeta.
She's honest, you know, and that's what I love about Sangeeta.
We're really doing this, aren't we? We're really presenting a radio show with a robot.
What is this banana of which you speak?
What is this what?
Banana. Oh, a banana.
Look it up, Sangeeta. It's a type of fruit that grows on trees in certain parts of the world.
Yeah.
Where the climate is right. humans. Fruit. Yes, humans sometimes eat fruit, Sangeeta. I can't believe I'm just...
Sangeeta, is your...
I'm kind of enjoying it.
Do you require any sort of life force? Is there anything that you need?
Maybe electricity.
I'm busy with my other jobs.
Okay. Let's leave her to her jobs. And we're going to move on. Thank you. Away from the subject of death, I'd like to talk about the police.
Yeah, but in a fun way, because...
Oh, it's a very boring subject, but no, this is a funny story,
keep
Dad.
Keep calm and discuss death.
Yes. Keep calm. Just keep calm.
We were talking about, like, police were called, I think it was somewhere in England, apparently a venomous snake was going around. It was a garden ornament.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was like actually not a real snake. It was a model of a snake, and police stood looking at it for just about an hour.
Basically, somebody phoned the SSPCA, the RSPCA, which is the like animal sheltery place, and somebody phoned and said there's a snake. Shut up. And somebody said there's a snake there, so they sent someone out. In fact, they sent the police out, which is weird. I didn't think they would do that for a snake, but they did, and nobody actually thought to like go up to it to maybe see if it was moving in any way.
And then they were saying it looked very lifelike, but someone local said the paint was flaking off it, like, so you could tell that it wasn't real. So the police literally stood looking at a model snake
for an hour, and then someone went, actually, that's nothing. It's just ridiculous, though.
See, that's what you're up against.
I know.
I mean, I used to work in a supermarket, actually. We're just doing Dan's old
like Bruce
jobs.
Springsteen. He had every job ever.
I'm like Bruce Springsteen. I used to stack dust in a rust factory.
Remember
I
that? Did the whole lot that was Saturday great. Night that was in SNL. That was Ben Stiller doing Springsteen.
I'm like Bruce Springsteen. I worked everywhere. But so you used this is, to yeah, see another sometimes, job oh, we're back to bananas. All ties
right,
in.
Okay. Calm so, yourself, man.
See, sometimes in the crates of bananas you got into the supermarket, there used to be like massive spiders, like tropical spiders in them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to actually catch them. Yeah. And keep them there, and then like you phone a number,
missing.
And people are supposed to come and remove them, right? But I remember like managers in this supermarket, which should remain nameless, but people know me know the one it is. And they would just like they would go, "Oh, I found this big spider. I put this thing over it," and they would just walk up and just put their boot through it and just go, "You never saw nothing," and they just leave it. And like, there were these big scary spiders, and you're like, because I wonder, right? So if you get a tropical spider bite here, like say in Glasgow,
they'll have something.
If you go to a hospital, do they really have the antivenom? Do they have stuff to treat that?
I mean, I don't know.
Because I don't imagine bites, that happens often
in
here.
In Glasgow, snake bites never. Is not something I'm worried about. That's the least of your problems if you live in Glasgow.
Yeah, you're more likely to get something
stabbed or something. You're not thinking about snakes, but I don't know if they would have anything to treat it. I don't
think an EpiPen with me.
She carries an EpiPen with her.
Wow.
Which is amazing since she has no body.
What is that? Is that like an insulin?
It's adrenaline. Oh, wait.
Is it adrenaline?
EpiPen, I think, is a...
You're supposed to do pharmacy.
I don't know.
They have antivenom.
Do you not remember?
They have antivenom in LibPair in hospitals.
I imagine they would.
Oh, you'd have
to. It makes sense.
In a place where there's a lot of
snake bites. We have spiders and rattlesnakes.
That's not right, man.
See, Katie couldn't handle that. We've got spiders here, but obviously just the normal kind of small genetic kind.
Very,
you know,
very small.
You very rarely get a black widow spider somewhere, but it's
wildly
unlikely. The worst that can happen here is you get a wasp stinging you, and
which is just plain
uncomfortable.
That
just hurts a bit.
Aye. But the wasps are really mean about it. Like they're really mean. Like they don't die. Like they just sting you and then go, and then they just fly away.
You think bees die with more dignity because
well, bees are
they
like,
die
you know,
shortly
I'm gonna
afterwards?
I'm going to stab you, but I'm going to die for it, but it's worth it. But a wasp just will sting you and then just...
So do you think bees have more integrity?
Bees always have more integrity, Dan. Wasps are useless.
Is that like a rule
bees
that I don't know
honey.
About? Is that a rule of nature that I'm not aware
I don't
of?
Know, but I mean, bees have a purpose. Wasps are just mean. And I'm talking about wasps or hornets or whatever you want to call them. They're just mean.
But wasps and hornets are two separate things.
Well, they look similar, though.
They do.
But I'm just saying, here we have wasps at this time of year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're just plain mean.
The worst thing is like the weird, what we call midges.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing?
Well, not really worst, but like there's just those tiny flies that show up in like summer evenings, and there's like hundreds and thousands and millions of them. And
they're just little tiny flies that all of, they sort of congregate together in a cloud.
Yeah, and they just sort of descend on you, and then you're like,
midges.
The only way to get rid of them is to have a big fire going.
That's the only way to get rid of midges, are they called?
I call them midges. That's what I've always called
them. That's what they're called here, aren't they? Midges. Like, people have come in the shop
M-I-D-G-E-S. For a midgie bite. There's probably an actual name for them. And
we don't know that actual name.
We're just giving the weirdo Scottish person name for them.
So,
which is, how did we get here? How did we get to midgie? I suppose we were talking about weird
snakes and things like that. But
and the police not being able to tell between.
Yeah, that's weird. I just don't really think.
Model and a real thing.
See, that just, to me, just says shoddy work. But.
Well, that's as bad as one time I was walking our dog, Barney, and there was this garden that had a bunch of fake dogs in it, a bunch of garden ornaments shaped like dogs, and he stopped and he looked at them for a good 5 minutes.
This is our dog, he's an idiot.
Yeah,
but even he left after 5 minutes.
Yeah, these guys, the police were there for nearly an hour,
so
explain that. And he's a dog.
I know. I don't think anybody can explain that.
That's why you can't go somewhere like Australia or something as well, because you just can't deal with can't deal with the notion of snakes.
I've been in Sri Lanka and they did have snakes and spiders that were big.
How did you deal with that in Sri Lanka? That's Katie's distinctive trademark sneeze.
I'm so sorry.
That's why we don't use the Fiend Phone cough button, because it's her,
I'm so
it's
sorry,
her trademark sneeze.
No, that just came out of nowhere. I just had to cope with it there.
But how?
It wasn't actually bad.
It was adorable.
Oh, thanks.
Sangeeta liked it.
Sangeeta's
And I think
cool,
that's
man.
All
She's
you can
sound.
Really ask for.
She's fine.
Did you ever see any massive spiders though in Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you just run a mile?
I just ran away and told someone.
Because here you're scared of the little spiders.
No, I can't. I'm really bad. I was really, really bad. I just asked Dilhani, one of the girls there, one of the nurses, and I was like, Dilhani, are you any good with spiders? She went, yeah, I'm fine. Because she'd grown up, she grew up around, she's not bothered.
She was okay.
But I was like, and she was laughing at me because I was scared. She's like,
was there not, what were the cockroaches like? Were they bad?
The cockroaches were bad, yeah. But you get them in some parts of the States and stuff. You get them every, cockroaches are
I've kind
sort
of
universal.
Experienced them in certain holidays, mostly when I was in Greek islands and stuff, but you don't really get big ones here.
See, I didn't like it because...
See, we're just robbed of all the fun insects here.
No, I'm okay with that.
Oh, there's the trademark sneeze again.
Don't comment every time I sneeze. Just continue, please.
just talk over my weird sneezing. that's the kind of thing. I don't mind the fact that, I suppose we don't get, the kind of any dangerous insects here.
You don't mind the fact?
I don't mind it, but, sometimes it would be more interesting.
Sometimes it would be more interesting to go out for a walk if you had, gators or something.
Yeah, and I could get a fight going with something, I just don't get that here. It's just so boring. Nah, I'm largely kidding. Actually, I was in Prague and we went to, this scorpion and tarantula museum, right? And it was, I say museum, but it was... Wow, museum's the best word for it. It was you go in and they're supposed to all be alive. But the thing is, nothing actually moved. I think I saw one scorpion move and one tarantula move one leg and that was it.
They don't move a lot.
No, and that's the thing. It really makes a really boring thing to sit and look at. Outside they've got massive pictures of big tarantulas up on their legs hissing and things and you think, is this going to be excellent? And you go in and then it's dimly lit and there's just all these things that don't move that you're not quite sure are fake or not.
You don't want to ask. You don't want to be like, is that a real snake? Because they'll just be like,
we actually wrote the guest book. There was a guest book and we actually wrote, this is in Prague in the Czech Republic.
Did you go to the Museum of Communism in Prague?
I did.
Did you go to the Museum of Communism in Prague?
It's amazing. It is really interesting, isn't it? It really opens your eyes.
Sangeeta went there on
this. Yes.
I wonder when Sangeeta went.
I actually have a replica communist officer hat that I got in Prague with Sangeeta went in 2005 or Michael went.
Michael might have gone then too.
Are Michael and Sangeeta not one entity now?
They are one. They are one and the same, yes. They have merged.
That's deep.
They traveled together.
Yeah,
has Michael achieved the singularity and not told anyone?
Yeah. He's using this format to tell people. Yeah.
DJ's good with it.
She's down with it, man. And hey, you're not hurting anyone. Live and let live. We're going to go to the free market.
Yep, we'll go to a break. Redemption in the third act, where we'll just ramble some more. And Kate will sneeze a bit more.
Thank you.
Worms.
Worms.
That is so cute.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
For some reason in this country, in a bunch of lesser world, it's okay to just dodge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created FiendPhone. I'm using FiendPhone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about FiendPhone.
FiendPhone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try FiendPhone right now at FiendPhone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve FiendPhone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to FiendPhone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's FiendPhone.com, FiendPhone.com, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, phone.com.
FiendPhone, I never knew remote audio could be this good.
Sangeeta and Michael Dean is never far away.
Well, Sangeeta and Michael Dean, we established, are now one entity.
Yo, what's up, Sangeeta?
Well, actually, during the break, and people might not realize this, but Sangeeta beamed a message into my brain.
No, this didn't happen.
I found myself just like Harry in Third Rock from the Sun. I found myself throwing my hands up in the air, mysteriously shouting that Barack Obama was a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
This is what Sangeeta's
master plan is. And I was not able to control my body.
Yeah.
It was disturbing.
I have hay fever over here. I'm sorry.
And you're doing your weird sneezes.
I know. I feel very, very nasal. Okay. Right. So, Dan.
I feel like Bob Dylan.
I do. Right. No. No, I feel incredibly nasal right now. We're doing Redemption, the third act. I know, Dan, you wanted to talk about something here.
No, that was it, man. I'm done.
Oh, was that it?
I'm just
was that
go
your bit?
That
was it, right?
So,
okay.
I'll see you there.
Awesome. So this is Redemption, the third act, where we try and make some sense of what's happened over the show and how can we make this into a positive message? Well,
do you always feel that? Do you feel like we have to get a positive message?
Well, I feel like it's
message?
Good to round up and sort of come up with what's the moral of the story? What's
like
the point?
Like how we talked about in 80s cartoons on a previous show, so how we should always have a moral of the story.
Yeah, well,
end.
I think that's important. And I know that's not exactly what Redemption, the third act is supposed to be about.
That's what it is to you.
That's what it is to me.
That's what it means to
that's
you.
That's what it means to me. So,
what Redemption in the third act means to Katie.
Pardon me. Yes, no, but that is what it means to me. It's like, how do we sum this up? Can we sum this up? Can it be summed?
The answer's always no.
No.
And I think on some level you know that.
All right. Well, okay. Well, in that case, then today we've sort of... We've talked nonsense today.
Well, we got any taxes and stuff, and I think we should examine the avant-garde radio style more, whereby Sangeeta plays us weird. In fact, sometimes it can be weird music, but sometimes Sangeeta can just play us tones.
She could play ominous tones. Just
yes,
sort
or
of
white
like
noise.
To set, no, I don't want white noise. I saw a film about that one time. I think it was just called White Noise, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it a horror film?
It's like a horror film. Rubbish.
What did the TV grab someone or something?
I can't really remember. It was one of those dime a dozen horror films.
Of the shows I did on radio in college at the college station. Tonight reminded me of the shows I did on radio in college at the college station.
Oh, so is that
I don't
a good
know if that's
thing?
A good or a bad
I'm
thing.
I'm going to
yeah.
say that's a positive in my mind anyway.
On LSD.
I can confirm. I cannot confirm or deny actually that either of us are on LSD. I can't speak for Dan. I might be. I'm going to leave it open.
I don't know who's speaking by water this morning. I always assume that someone's been speaking by water.
Someone's speaking the water.
I don't think I'm naturally like this.
Not with the Daily Merchant.
Not with the Daily Merchant.
Not with the Daily Merchant.
Natalie Merchant.
Oh, from the 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh, maybe Sangeeta.
Correct.
She knows what you mean.
I'm
she
in
knows
her
you
tribe.
So well. She knows you well.
Worst Natalie Merchant joke ever. So. But like we are not on LSD.
No one's on LSD. Apart from the dog.
Apart from the dog.
Yeah. But I mean that's
this
cool.
Is what
like
it's called freeform radio.
Yeah. This is just we have no plan here.
Michael, is it a bad thing? Or sorry, I should really
Michael's
be addressing Sangeeta. Sorry, Mike Geeta, because they are now one entity. So
it's
Mike Geeta.
It's usually leftist. We are the exception.
Oh, we're the exception. So we make liberty-based radio fun.
What's that? LB liberty-based
radio fun. Why do you need to make it?
LBRF. Everything needs an acronym. Everything needs an acronym.
Freeform ANCAP Radio.
FAR. FAR.
Freeform ANCAP Radio. See, that's the thing, because like you could walk a thin line when you use the term experimental or avant-garde, because it can either be really good and really thoughtful, or it can be kind of rubbish, but like you just sort of say it, you just don't get it because it's avant-garde.
Yeah,
but like I tend to like a lot of avant-garde things.
He doesn't say that to be pretentious.
Tonight
he really
so
does
good, I'm going to replay it tomorrow.
Sangeeta's cute. She gets me, man.
She does get you.
I'm leaving ways, you for Sangeeta.
I will never get you.
Worms, Michael.
Service. I am
thank
play
you
the
so
show
much
tomorrow. We have no
fun
show tomorrow. I'm gonna replay the show tomorrow. It was so good.
Oh,
service.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
And Sangeeta.
And Sangeeta. Sorry, always, Mike Geeta, thank you.
You know what? I will think about you today, Sangeeta. Yeah. I'm going to think about her today.
So set me up for the day. It's the morning in Scotland.
See, this is
set
the morning the here. Day. The moors of Glasgow are beautiful.
I'm alive with the sound of Kitty.
They're alive with the sound of Barney. No, there's none, sir.
Yeah, it's like Intergalactic Prairie Studio, though there is a prairie
it's big
near me.
Galactic.
I'm not intergalactic yet. But our radio show is broadcasting into space, man.
Right now.
I feel like I have thistles in my lungs. There you go.
Scottish thistles?
Thistles, yes.